Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mountain Recreation's volunteer coach training titled It's All About the W. Today, we're going to go over what the purpose of youth sports is. We're going to look at the W and what this means to you. We're going to show you how to effectively communicate with parents. We're going to go over some strategies on how to coach our youth. We'll look at some expectations as to what Mountain Recreation expects from you. And finally, we'll look at some general tips to help you facilitate practice. Let's dive right in. What is the purpose of youth sports? It's to promote physical, mental, and emotional growth, teach fundamentals, develop healthy lifestyle habits, develop life skills, and to have fun in an active environment. Knowing our purpose will help us define our win later. It's all about the W. What does this mean to you? In today's competitive world, it seems winning is everything, but we must remember who we are coaching. Our athletes range from 5 to 12 years old. They don't need the pressure of the outcome of the scoreboard. At Mountain Rec, we are recreation sports. We don't keep league standings for a reason. However, it is still all about the W. We just need to redefine the meaning of that win. We need to locate those wins and call them out. By doing so, you'll watch your athletes' confidence grow like you've never seen before. So let's redefine the W. Did your athlete execute fundamentals they learned in practice? Did they encourage another teammate? Did they exemplify sportsmanship? And above all else, did they have fun? If you accomplished any one of these, you've got yourself a win. Let's move into communication and how to communicate with parents. You're going to stick with the communication plan. This is going to consist of one welcome email at the beginning, and then use a mass communication platform throughout the rest of the season. Let's look at the email, what it consists of. You're gonna start by telling them who you are. Give them an overview of the plan. Tell them this is gonna be one of the very few emails that you send. You're gonna rely on that mass communication from here on out. Follow that up by when and where practice is. Tell them what equipment they're gonna need. Ask for cell phone numbers and find out who else should be on your list so you can make that mass communication. Oftentimes you'll find that you only have one of the two parents that you need's phone numbers. Give them your contact information. Parents want to hear from you. It boosts their confidence in you from the start. Parents love communication. And remember, if you need help putting this email together and sending it out, always reach out to us. We can help you. Mass communication. This is going to be your group text message or your Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp. This is what's going to make your life much easier over the next 8 weeks. Instead of creating an email that sometimes people don't read or get to, this will be a much more efficient way to communicate with your parents. You're going to use this platform to update parents on any last minute changes, remind them of game times, and possibly set up snacks if it's applicable. I find most people don't want to add any extra apps to their phone, so setting up a simple group text works best for me. Let's move on into coaching the youth. Remember the purpose of youth sports. It will help you locate your wins. Some things to remember when you're communicating with your athletes. Communication with athletes varies with age and mental development, not their physical abilities or attributes. Remember, no matter how good a player is, they are still the same mental and emotional age as everyone else. So they will also need the same positive support. Communication should always be positive, even when giving constructive criticism. Studies show that when young athletes are positively supported by their coach and their parents, the dropout rate drops from 26% to 5%. When giving criticism, make sure it is constructive criticism surrounded with positive reinforcements. Make sure both praise and criticism of a player are truthful and are about their skills, not a personal attack. An athlete of any age cannot determine what skills to correct when comments like, "You're killing me," or "You're the worst shortstop ever," are made. These types of comments will be extremely destructive to young athletes' self-confidence and ultimately make them perform worse. Negative comments to youth athletes create an environment and a mindset for young athletes to focus on not making mistakes and having the coach yell at them, instead of a preferred environment of building skills and learning to perform at their best. Emphasize the skills and goals that you are working on in practice and stress to the athletes that the effort they put into practice are much more important than what happens in the game. Continue to downplay the importance of the game. athletes will put enough pressure on themselves to perform in that game. Game situations are excellent opportunities to prove to athletes that mistakes happen. They need to learn from them, let them go, and focus on the next play. Let's look at four communication styles you can use when communicating with your athletes. You can employ the double positive approach. When you see a successful performance, stop the practice and explain and demonstrate why the performance is successful. This approach simultaneously reinforces the player for good while establishing the correct points of technique for the benefit of all players. To encourage learning, try the question and answer technique. Doing this technique will elicit the correct technical diagnosis and second, involve players in the discussion. You will encourage them to develop their own powers of observation and critical analysis. Getting players to appreciate and develop their own knowledge of the game is surely at the heart of good coaching. And the question and answer technique enhances this process. The visual demonstration, the ability to demonstrate the action is a priceless gift. Not only does it demonstrate a demonstration provide a picture of for your players, it also adds to your credibility and prevents the boredom of a long verbal explanation. Some things to remember when you're giving your demonstrations, keep them simple. Use appropriate body language. Like if you want players to move quickly and urgently, demonstrate the correct pace and tempo. Or if you want to stress calmness and composure, let your body movements and your voice express these. And refrain from over-demonstrating. Limit your demonstrations to only one or two reps. You will find a combination of these styles works well, and your wins will start to stack up. Expectations. What we expect from you at Mountain Recreation is to be an example. Know your role and set forth good sportsmanship. Be professional. Remember, you are representing something bigger than yourself. And finally, communicate, communicate, communicate. Sportsmanship. The know your role message. Let the players play. Let the coaches coach. Let the spectators spectate. And let the officials officiate. This is the message we need to take forth. All coaches, from the recreational mom and dad to the high school varsity coach, we all need to be telling the same message and using the same language. This is one of the biggest problems we have in our sporting community today. This is a critical age group to teach sportsmanship to. If they don't learn it now, it's only going to be more difficult as they get older. Now, by saying that, I want to take your attention to the sidebar of the screen. You'll see where it says many coaches play two roles. Knowing when to switch your hat is crucial. After the game on the way home, don't talk about the shoulda, couldas, and wouldas. This is your time to be the parent. Tell them how much you enjoy watching them play and how proud of them you are. This is where we can miss it big as a parent slash coach. This is a lesson I have learned personally, and it's not a fun one to experience. I encourage you to make a consistent effort on this front. Give your children praises and lift them up after the game over ice cream or on the car ride home. This is your time to be the parent, the most important role of all. Be professional. Be welcoming. Coaches should set the tone for the season by getting to know their other players' names as soon as possible. Challenge yourself to do it quickly. This shows your kids how much you care and makes them feel like they are part of a team. Be prepared. Coaches should know all the rules of the sport, and you should have a plan prepared for practice in advance. If you need help with resources or practice plans, feel free to reach out to us, and we'll get you the resources you need. Be punctual. Coaches should arrive early to scheduled practices and games. Coaches should be respectful toward officials and encouraging towards players and other teams. Coaches should model and encourage good sportsmanship. And lastly, be fair. Coaches should ensure equal playing time and equal individual instructions for all players. Finally, we want you to remember to communicate, communicate, communicate. Send out that initial email and send out the group messages. If you think you're over-communicating, you're probably not. Let's look at some general tips and how to facilitate your practices. This is not an inclusive list, but it's a good place to start. Keep it simple. Drills should be technical, not tactical. Drills should be simple enough to explain in under 2 minutes and the length of the drill should be adjusted to your team's attention span. Keep it fun. All recreational activities for younger youth should emphasize fun. Utilizing game activities as drills is a great way to keep players engaged. Keep it positive. The more encouraging the coach is when the players are doing something correctly, the more likely players are to accept correction. And remember, you still may have to explain yourself over and over, so be patient. Keep it consistent. Coaches should use the same language and explanations throughout the season to ensure maximum learning. Coaches should encourage game rules to be followed during practice times. And keep it inclusive. Coaches should work with every player on their team. Individual drills can be tailored to various skill levels, while group activities can ensure every player is involved. Some of the key takeaways I hope you take away from this presentation are communicating. It pays dividends. We want you to take the Know Your Role message and help us change the culture and create better sportsmanship. And most importantly, we need to redefine our W's as a coach. Redefine the meaning of the win. Call them out and watch your confidence in your athletes grow. Thank you for your investment in the youth of our community. Our programs are fully dependent on voluntary coaches like yourselves. Without you, there are no recreation sports. You play such a huge part in this amazing community we all live in. We can't thank you enough for your involvement. I hope you enjoyed this presentation. Stay happy and stay healthy.